USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
My administration is in constant contact with everything going out in the state.
As he continues his working vacation in Bedminster, New Jersey, President Trump says he's closely monitoring those monster wildfires in the state of California.
My administration will do everything in our power to protect those in harm's way. And we have the finest emergency relief people in the world right out there now.
17 major wildfires still burning have killed 9 people and destroyed over 1,500 homes and other buildings. Incumbent U.S. Senate Democrat Claire McCaskill of Missouri easily wins the Democratic nomination in a primary yesterday for a third term. She'll face Republican nominee Josh Hawley, who is currently that state's attorney general. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
We told you moments ago about Missouri's U.S. Senate primary results. Well, President Trump says there's a winner in Ohio's special election yesterday, even though the official results are too close to call. The president congratulating Republican Troy Balderson, saying it was a great victory during a very tough time of the year. Balderson and Democrat Danny O'Connor vying for the seat vacated by Congressman Pat Taveri, and the margin between them remains very small, and it could take days to decide. Over the weekend, National Security Advisor John Bolton says North Korea has not been making any progress towards denuclearization. Yesterday, though, a State Department spokeswoman urges patience on the ongoing North Korean nuclear talks.
Chairman Kim made a commitment to President Trump on June the 12th. He said that he would denuclearize his country, and we do not believe that that position has changed in any way.
Spokeswoman Heather Nauert, as there are reports, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo may soon make another trip to North Korea. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A tropical storm warning now being issued for the Big Island of Hawaii as Hurricane Hector approaches. That powerful Category 4 storm could bring strong surf and winds over the next day or two. Hector will not make a direct hit on the Big Island, though. New York City's Democratic Mayor Bill de Blasio announces the launch of a voter registration drive inside that city's jails. USA Radio's Wendy King with that story.
The initiative, carried out by the Legal Aid Society of New York and the city's Campaign Finance Board, will register eligible voters and facilitate direct pick and delivery of voter registration forms and absentee ballots. Eligible inmates had previously been able to mail in absentee ballots, but the jail mailing system is known to take substantially more time than the normal process, causing the votes to be received too late. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And Papa John's chief exec says the pizza chain will recover, but admits it will come at a hefty price. New CEO Steve Ritchie announcing sales in the second quarter fell 6%, reaching a low point of 10% in July. That because of negative publicity about its founder, John Schnatter, who used a racial slur during a May conference call with a marketing firm that led to him stepping down from his chairman's position. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.